Kum Lenin, and Ablat Gemara. Up to the Mem Ches Amar Aleph, the bottom of the page. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah was Ezer Mekayim Mishnah Zvachim, and we said that all Kachim, you have to slaughter it on the north side. And you also have to receive the blood on the north side. So the Gemara will go through different kabbalas. Chatas minolah the Beit Tzafon. How do you know about karba? Chatas, you need the north side. Dichsiv, it says in Pasik. At the very bottom. The bottom. V'shachat es ha-chatas b'mekoyim ha-oyla. It says clearly you should shech the chatas the same place as the oyla. And since the oyla is done on the north side, so therefore we know the chatas also. So the Gemara, Kabbalah Menolan, how do you know when you receive the blood, it also has to be on the north side of Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the northern wall? The Chsi, because it says in Pasi, then it says right afterwards, it says a few people later, V'lokach ha-koyin midam ha-chata, the koyin should take from the blood of the chatas with his finger and so on and so forth. That's talking about receiving the blood in the receptacle, and it follows that's in the same place that we shechted it. Because the next activity, if the Gemara, Mikabel Atzim Menolan, what about the koyin himself? Is it possible for the Kohen to be standing on the west side and he's just stretching his hand out and accepting in the north side? Or does the Kohen physically have to be in the north side as well? Oh, my God, it says, V'lokach HaKohen, and we're reading it as if it says, Lo Yikach, take the word V'lokach and split it into two. Lo Yikach, he should take himself and put himself in the north side. Okay, Ashkel Mitzvah, we have a rule by Kachim. If the Torah says any rule by Kachim, it's only L'chatchila. If the Torah insisted that this is how it has to be done, even with the Eved, then it should say it twice. Okay, so Ashkel Mitzvah, we find from here that there's a Mitzvah to Shecht on the north side and to receive the blood on the north side. La'akiv Minayin, how do you know that if you don't do it that way, it's talking about Akiv? Says the Gemara Korach Rinnik, see if there's another Pasik, where it says a Pasik, V'shochat Oysoi B'mkoy Masha Yishchot. So oila, you should shecht in the same place we shechted the oila. This is not the same pasuk we had before. So it says a second time that the chata could have, there's a whole bunch of different kinds of chatosin, and therefore this is talking about another chata. And it says the same thing you should do it on the north side. V'tani, we learn, and heichen oila nishchata. We're talking. The Torah keeps on saying that you should shecht the chata in the same place where you shecht the oila, and we did shecht the oila. That was since the oil we shocked in the north, so to chat in the north. We're on top of the next page. Memches Amid Beis. Says the Gemara V'chi Mekana to Lomud. This is the second pasuk you have to learn that a chat is on the north side from oil. We have a general pasuk regarding all chatoyis. It says another pasuk. It says, speak to the Bnei Aaron and say like this. Zois. These are the rules of chatas. There's no specific chatas there. These are the rules for all chatas. It says there, b'mekoy masha tishochet ha'oyla tishochet ha'chatas. And there it lays out the rules of wherever you shech the oyla, so shech the chatas. So what do you need to say? This third pasuk you just brought before, why don't you bring this algemein pasuk that says that all chatas has to be done on the north side. Hi, lama, yotza. So what do you need this for? L'kvoya le'mokum. You telling me that you have that second pasuk to tell you that it must be done in the north, and if not, you're not yotze. Shim le'shach to b'tzav and pasul. If he didn't shach in the north, it's pasul. Ato im lekach yotze. How do you know that's what's coming to tell you? Oy eina ella shazet ton tzavam. Maybe it says in the pasuk the word over here. It says where is it? In the second pasuk that you brought, that it has to be shocked in the north, on the bottom of the page, it says the pasuk v'shochat oisai b'mekoyim asher yishchat ha'oila. Oisai is a limiting word, right? Only that and nothing else. So if it says oisai, I would have thought oisai comes to limit. And why? Because im lo yishchat b'tzof and pasuk atoim lekach yotzei enof. Okay, who tells you that the pasuk is coming to include north? That we know from this other pasuk, Jen Bechatas. Maybe the main pasuk is oisai. Tell you. Eina el shazet toin tzof and vein achat toin tzof. Forget. Oisai telling you this is what needs north, nothing else. Tamaloymer. Therefore, we bring the pasuk where it says, Vishachat, hachatas bimekoyim ha'oila. Yishashach the chatas in the place of the oila, which is that vizeh bona of lechol chatos yeitu and tzof. And that's how you learn that all chatois. No, it was the very first pasuk that we brought, which we said, Lemitzvah. The very first pasuk we brought, and it said that you should, sorry, the second pasuk we brought, it says the word oisai, the very last pasuk we read, it says the word oisai, it comes to the limit, so we need two other pasukim, one to tell you that all chatoyis need to be on the north side, another one to repeat it again, to tell you if you don't do it on the north side, it's possible. Because this pasuk of Oisai Fakert, it comes to be Mamai, it comes to limit only this and not something else. So now the Gemara will dwell on that. What exactly is it coming to be Mamai? So right now, being in Abdul Chol Chatoj, Yetun, it's often. So Ashka, we find Tzi'ir Nasi, that chatas that the pasuk is talking about, it's talking about if a Nasi sins, he has to bring a goat. It says it twice. So Bein Lemitzin Lakev, he has to do on the side, and if he doesn't, it's Makev. You're not Yotze. Abishar Chatoyis Nami Ashkel Lemitzin. All other Chatoyis we learn out. For it says Tishchel Chatas. It says Yishach the Chatas in the same. But Tishach the Chatas, same place Yishach the Oil. Fine. So all Chatoyis we know from there the Chatchila that you have to Shecht on the side. Abelakev and Nolan. How do you know all other Chatoyis? Where's their second positive for them? Tell you that if you don't do it, you're not Yotze. So we answer, it says Bekizba, when it talks about a sheep, it says over there by us, it says you should shech the chatas, but mekayim ashi shech as oila. And it said, when it talks about a goat, it says the same thing, you should shech the mekayim ashi shech as oila. So therefore, because it says it twice, once by sheep, once by goat, is to tell you the second time is to be ma'akif. To be ma'akev, that because the sheep and the goat is the same thing. So why say it twice? That if you don't do it this way in the north side, it's ma'akev. You say, Ebezei, Oysa Lomelis. What is Oysa coming to exclude? It says, Yishashach it and not what in the north side. The boy, you know, we need that for the Gitani. We learned, Oysa Betzofer, Vezin Achshav Tzofer. You would have thought that all Karma Chatoyas have to be done on the north side. Even the one that was done just one off when they had the Chanukah Zabayis in last week's Parshim, then the Nasiim brought the Chatoyas. I would have thought it also has to be done on the north side. And therefore it says Oysa, only the later chatois have to be done on the north side and not the one that they did in Chanukah Zabayis. But Tanya, we learned, and why would you think that he does need that you have to tell me Oysa doesn't? But Tanya, we learned the Samach Yodai Al Roisha Soir, since we learn a special limud that smicha is required for the Chanukah Zabayis Karbonis. It says V'samach Yod Roisha Soil Rabba is to teach you Seir Nachshin. Since you have an extra pot to teach you that this Seir of Nachshin requires a din of smicha, you got to place your hand on the animal. So we would have thought maybe it also comes to include the din that you have to shecht on the north side. Rabbi Shimon says no. Rabba is Seir de Avoy Gacham L'smicha. Not the Seir of a Nasi, but the Seir of a Zora requires smicha. I would have thought Hoyel v'Yisrabel smicha, since the seir of Nachshon ben Amminadav. In other words, Rabbi Shimon says has not to do Nachshon ben Amminadav, has to do with the seir of Avodah Zarah, needs smicha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, seir Nachshon ben Amminadav, and we're learning at least one din that it's similar to later on Chatoyis. He said, Rabbi, not only tough, and I would have thought maybe we should include it also for being in the north side. Kamash Allah, that no, we only are marbit for what we are marbit, and we're not marbit for being the north side. That's why I need Oysoi. All the later Kabbalists are not the Seir of Nachshon ben Amminadav. Maskel Ravina. Ravina says, Ha Nichel Rabbi Yehuda. This makes sense according to Rabbi Yehuda. He says that we need, that we would have thought, it says that we learn Smicha of Nachshon from other Kabbalists. So we would have thought that also you need, what do you call it, Shemchita, Betzofen, and that's why I need Oysoi to exclude that. Oh, but Rabbi Shimon that says that the Seir of Nachshon does not need Smicha. What does he do with the Pasuk? Smicha teach you the Seir of Aydazora. Ma'yikul and Meimah. So why need Oysoi to exclude the Seir of Nachshon? Why would you think he needs it? And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a good answer. All Rabbi Yehuda says is that we have a special pasuk that smicha is required in the carbon of Nachshon ben Amminadav. Why would you think that you also need a shechita in the north side? It doesn't say that anywhere. So our question goes back to everybody. Why does the Torah say you should shecht it in the north side, as if to say this carbon chatas and not something else? What are we excluding? If you would say no. No, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I do need the pasuk to exclude Nachshon, because I would have thought, Eloi Mieta Kravim, I would have thought, Teisei, let us learn out, Mebinyan of, the very pasuk that teaches you that all chatois have to be done on the north side, maybe it includes also Nachshon Ben Amminadav, the Binyan of, and that's why I need Oysa to tell you no, Im Kein Smucha Gufa Teisei Binyan of, so it says also, V'samach HaRoi Shechatas, could have said Roi Shei, why is Shechatas extra Binyan of, that all Karba Chatois need Smicha, so learn Nachshon Ben Amminadav from there as well. Why do you need a special pasuk for the Seir of Nachshon? Obviously, the reason why you need a special pasuk of smicha is because you cannot compare the one-off chatas from Nachshon to all other chatoyis when it comes to smicha. Also, so therefore, why would you think that you need to, that you have to shecht in the north? So it goes back to the original question: why do you need the word oisai? Shecht this chatas in the north side, and not what? Since all other chatas also need to be done on the north side, what are we excluding? That the sheikh himself does not have to be in the north side. We learned before that when you're receiving the blood, not only does the kegli have to be standing on the north side, but the kohen also has the mekabel to be standing. The chiddush is by shechita, you can have a long hand, a long knife, and you can stand, and you don't have to be there. That's the chiddush. Oh, you saw the animal, and not the kohen. Says the Gemara. If that's the whole chiddush, sheichim, the Rabbi Achia Nafke, that very dim we learn out from Rabbi Achia, the Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Achia, and Achia, the different pasuk go together. It says in the pasuk that Vishachat, it says right in the beginning of Vayikra, you should shecht al yerech hamizbech hatzafayna, you should shecht on the north side of the mizbeach, matam leimer. But why do you need this for all the fish? Matzinu, we find oimid betzafen, mekabel betzafen. We know when it comes to Kabbalah of the blood that you stand in the north and you receive the blood in the north. But if the person was standing on the south side and he accepted from the north side, puzzle, yochla, I would have thought the same thing applies. That's why you have this puzzle, oisei, different oisei altogether. So go back to the original question. The oisei that you brought before, that's in Parshat Tzav, about that you should shecht the chatas in the same place as Shlomi, and it says oisei, what do you need that for? And that's talking about the seir of a nasi, elo oisei betzofim ve'ein ben oisei betzofim. You know what we need it for? That when you do shechita, you need to be in the north side, but not when it comes to malika. When you shecht the bird with the finger of the nail of the kohen, does not have to be standing on the north side. The Tanya, it says the Feisha Brais. Yoch, I would have thought, Yehei Benoiv Ton Sofun. I would have thought, why should it be different in the Shechita? So that Shechita requires north side, so too the Malika. The Dino, it makes sense. Ma Ben Zoin, Maduch, when it comes to the sheep. Shalai Kova, Loi Koyin, who can shecht? Anybody can shecht. We learned before, Shechita, Sheira, Bizarre. Anybody can shecht. And yet, Kova, Loi Sofun, it's so important that the Koyin should be standing on the north side, that the Shechita should be done on the north side. Benoiv, a bird, should Kova, Loi Koyin, the only one who can shecht the bird with his fingernails or kohen, nobody else. So obviously it has more requirements. So ain't no din sheyikvel itself, and we'd have thought surely where should the kohen shecht, where should the bird be when you shecht it on the north side? Tam loim, that's why it says oisei tei, not only animals need to be shecht on the north side and not birds. Again, Mal ben son, why would I even think that? Mal ben son, you know why when it comes to sheep, it has to be on the north side. You can't cover like keli, you have to use a knife. So therefore, since you have to use the knife, which is a clay shardus, so you have to, and so on and so forth. So therefore, there are all kinds of requirements. Ella, or you say, but a bird, you use your finger. Since you're not using a clay based in Mishkan, who says it matters where the bird is? So why do you have to exclude it? Why would you include it that you have to exclude it?
So because there's no clay shardus, there's a lower degree of kedusha.
Exactly. When it comes to the shechita part. Ella, oisei betzofen, you know what we're negating? The ain pesach betzofen. The current pesach is not on the north side. You would have thought the Korban Pesach, such an important Korban, should be geshocht on the north side of the Bech. So you say, no, only a chatas and not a Korban Pesach.
Is there anything that's done with the blood of the
bird? Sorry?
Is there anything that's done with the blood of the bird?
Don't they squeeze it?
Yeah, they take the bird itself and they squish it against squeeze it against the Mizbech.
So it would have to be done somewhere in the vicinity, just not necessarily
in
the
south. Yeah, you can stand in the south. Yeah, you can make a problem. So now the Korban Pesach is what we are saying doesn't have to be done on the north side. Why would you think it should that you have to tell me don't? Vidinu, okay. Tanya Blazin Yaakov, I would have thought you had the first wide line. You had Pesach don't so from that the Pesach should be done on the north side. Vidinu, makes sense. When it comes to a carbon oil, chicane like kovel is man shchitasa. You bring whatever you want to donate it. Yet kovel itself, you fix a place for it where it has to be shochten. Pesach shkovel is man shchitasa. Look how regulated it is. It is a fixed time when you bring the carbon Pesach. Ain't no din sheikel itself. Surely you should also tell me regulate where it should be shochten.
Very impractical. There are a million that mention kovel and the carbon Pesach. You're going to tell them all you have to go on the top of them is bayah. It's hard enough to have to make three kittas as
true,
it is.
True.
They can't fit them.
I mean, remember, the north, they had three opinions. Yeah.
What is the difference between the other things that are time bound, like the shchitas of Yom Kippur?
No, that's chattas. That's already included. We're talking about a carbon.
What about the carbon yachid
that you bring dafka, shalom, you bring dafka, shalom, shalom, in the marshal?
Come here, you mean?
All the chatois require north side. Oilus and chatois. Shlomi, no.
Yeah, but I'm saying that Shlomi, he wants to stand there. Pesach has got a fixed time.
Yeah.
Well, Shlomi,
okay, fair enough. Maybe we'll get to that. Oh, good question. Why punkt Pesach? No, Talmud Loimer Oisoi to negate the Korban Pesach. Interesting. Rashi says that when it says here Kovel Loisman by Korban Pesach is not the day of the year, but the time of the day. Why does Rashi kvetch bring the time of the day? Maybe that's even more definitive than anything else.
So
it's makes it different even to Shlomi. That's right. Or whatever. Karma could be any day. First of all, it could be a few days. And yeah, maybe that's what Asher Kvetch is being Abayim, instead of just saying you Yudalud. Yeah. So the Gemara, Talmud Leimer, Oisoi. Only Chattas are not Pesach. Or what's the Malo, only Oilo could have gone from Oilo. Malo Oila, you know why in Oila perhaps they were so fixated on where exactly this could be shochan and so unique? Because she can't kolil, carbon Oila completely burned on his back. Mashenkin, the carbon Pesach ends up with the Bailim, so therefore the requirements are much less. No, but look at Chattas. Chattas also doesn't end up fully on the Mizbech, and yet it requires north side. No, Malo Chattas, she can't mechapedes a chayav krisis. Chattas is mechaper a chayav krisis, that's why it should be done on north side, very pedantic. Mashenkin Pesach. No, but Ma'asham. But Ashim does not atone for Chayov Krisis. That's Kachi Kachim. In fact, Mekula Nami, she can't Kachi Kachim. In fact, what's in common between Oila, Ashim, and Chattas, because those are the three things you need on the north side, all of those are Kachi Kachim. Mash Engen Pesach. So why in the world do you need to negate Pesach? Pesach Kachi Kalim. Eat in the whole Yerushalayim. So the Gemara, La Oila Kedamra Meikara, go back to our first answer. The Sheikh does not have to stand on the north side. I ask a question, we learn right from Abachia. So the Gemara, the Kashlach, but Abachia Nav Club, we learn from somewhere else. Lav Lemutis Sheikh Betzofen. Lav Lemutis Sheikh Betzofen. When he says over there, that Achia is not talking about that the Sheikh, that the Sheikh doesn't have to be standing on the north side. You're right. No, look at this. You're right. Rabbi Achirei taught us that the Sheikh doesn't have to be in the north side. What we're learning from us is, Oisoi, the animal has to be north side when you shecht it, not the Sheikh. But when it comes to receiving the blood, you have to be on the north side as well. So when we're not learning that the Sheikh doesn't have to be, that we know. But we're learning the inference from that. But the Kabbalah Saddam, when the Kohen receives the blood and the Keli has to be north side, the Kohen has to be north side as well. Before we learned it from the word v'lokach, loy kach, he has to take himself. This Tana doesn't hold with that lokach drosha. Elijah b'tzofen, have mekabel b'tzofen, mekabel melokach v'lokach, and after we learn from the fact it says v'lokach, as if it says loy kach, lokach v'lokach le'mashmalei, he doesn't believe in that. Says Gemara, Ashchan shchita ba'oila lemitzvah. Okay, we went through chattas. We know by an oila you have to shecht on the north side. Or by kabbalah nami lemitzvah. We also know that you have to mekabel the blood on the north side. Ashchan shchita mekabel akim. But how do you know that if you didn't do it that way, that's ma'akim actually the carbon? We finished with chattas. We've established. Now remember, where do you learn chattas that you have to shecht on the north side from oila? But chattas, it says it twice, so therefore we know that it's ma'akiv. Now we're asking, by oila doesn't say it twice, it says once. How do you know by oila it's ma'akiv? So Gemara is saying logic. How can you have an effect to be more chumra than the cause? How do you know chattas you need to be north side from oila? And then you can tell me that chattas is stricter than oila. The chattas, if you don't do it, it's possible, but by an oila it doesn't matter. Says the Gemara, does it klep nicht? The Gemara, so it's interesting because there's a whole chakir and Rogachov and others. If you can have a masubib stronger than a siba.
We had just not recently that it's, you can't do that. Where was it? Just the last pedic somewhere.
No. I remember. But we have, and they bring a few rayas that you could have effect stronger than the cause. And the discussion is right here in the Gemara here. The raya is about Shavuos, actually. Shavuos is the only time. Shavuos is called a like plug. Why do you have 2 days on Shavuos? There's no reason to have Shavuos. Because by the time Shavuos comes along, we already know when Pesach is. And Shavuos is the 50th day. So why do you have 2 days on Pesach? Anyway. So the Teretz is like plug. So the Siba is Pesach, and the Masubib is Shavuos. And yet the Din is, according to the Rambam, a Beyer Shanol to be Yom Tov and Pesach, it's always Mutter the second day. Because Manashech, the first day was Yom Tov, the second day is weekday. If the second day, today is Yom Tov, then yesterday is weekday. But on Shavuos, you're not allowed to eat the egg the second day because it's definitely Yom Tov and the Rabbanon. So here you have a masubiv. This is the Rav Shavuz Raya. A masubiv is stronger than a siba. And here the Gemara has a whole discussion. The chattas, which is derivative from oila. Ma'akeves, and yet if you don't do it, it's possible. Oila shabah chattas mekoicha the oila, which is where you're deriving from. Ain't it? Ma'akeves. Oh, 1 second. Malach chata. You know why chata makes sense to be stricter? She came mechayev as a chayav krisis. Maybe your chata. Now that we learn it, we have a rule. Doin minov uka ba'asra. We learn from there, and now we look at the seder. The fact is, a chata is a stricter thing than an oila. Chata is a to. Oila is mechaper only for mitzvah say. A chata is mechaper for avedis that has kodesh. So therefore, maybe stricter. Where do you find Tofu Chamanika? The first way we asked was, how can a chata be stricter than the oil? Of course it could. It's a much stricter carbon. But the question is in logic. How can the tofu be, usually more use different words than suba masiba, but how can the secondary item be more significant than the original? Why not? Let me give you some examples where you have the masuba be stricter than the siba. Baharei Maiser, there's a few more lines. Baharei Maiser, what about Maiser? Who nivda? If you take your tefuah, you know, your 10%, you have to bring Maiser Shen, you got to bring it to the Shalayim, you can redeem it and bring the money to Shalayim. And if it became Tameh in Yerushalayim, you can redeem it in Yerushalayim, so you can buy something to eat. Vila Lokuach Bekesa Maiser, if you change your Maiser into money, and then you took your money and you bought something, and that became Tameh, Ain a nifter, you cannot redeem that. How can it be that the secondary thing should be stricter than the original? The Tanah we learn halakha because the Maaseh Shenit became Tameh. Yifter, you can redeem. Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot. Yikva, you have to bury it. Says Gemara Hasa, not because of a chumra. Loi alima kedushase lemitzvah pidyoina. Because it's second stage already, it you don't have so much control over the Maaseh Sheni that you can transfer it to something else. In other words, you can only transfer it once. Once you transfer the money to Paris, you don't have any more the power to take it from there somewhere else. That's not because it's stricter than the original, it's because it's weaker than the original. Okay, one more. Even that Tomei, Stam. Yeah, that's exactly. Once it's gone, it's gone. One more, quote Rabbi Yehuda. One more thing, but a Tamura, what about Tamura? If you swap an original animal to another animal to make it holy. The Lukochi, and we have a rule, the original animal, if the animal had a defect, the animal doesn't become holy itself, it's just the value of the animal. The Lukochi, Lechaila Albamum Kavua, if it has a fixed moment. But if you took a tamura, you say this animal should swap for the second animal, and the second animal says, if the second animal has defects, it still becomes kaidish. You can't bring him back. You have to let him wander about and all that. But so look at this, the secondary is stronger. The kedusha is chal. So it's very simple. Tamura mekachin koasya. Where does a tamura get its power from the original animal, which is kachim? But kachim mekay chulukasi. But the original animal, when you made it holy, you took an animal which was chul and you made it holy. Which is harder to do? To take something ordinary, make it holy? You're taking out of the thin air and you're making it holy. Here, you took an animal that was holy and you transferred that kedusha to another animal. That's far easier. So therefore, it can be chal even something with the mum.
In other words, the Maaseh Sheni.